Well, good morning. It is 8:45, and 2017 has proven to be an eventful year already for our region's tourism economy. Let's see, craft brewers, Ballast Point, largest among them, opening tasting rooms, Amtrak arriving shortly, and a new sports tournament brought hundreds of players and their families here. Now, joining us live to talk about that and other things happening in the Valley is Landon Howard. Landon is president of Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge. Landon, it's nice to have you in our studio, and it's nice to meet you. Thank you so much for coming.
We're delighted to be here. This is just a great day to be at Virginia's Blue Ridge.
Boy, what a beautiful morning to be here. Now, Landon, let's start with Amtrak, if we can, okay, and which begins service to Roanoke a week from Tuesday. Landon, what actual potential do you see in that boosting our region's tourism?
I think it has excellent, excellent potential because it now connects us to northeastern markets, whether it be New York City, Baltimore, Philadelphia, D.C. It's easy to get here, and you don't have to drive, and it takes you right into our beautiful downtown Roanoke, and you don't even need a car to see things.
So you have getting the word out here, but how do you get the word out there? Are you creating packages online, or how are you getting the word out, and where are you attempting to get the word out?
Well, we are driving everyone to our website, visitvbr.com, and we have listings there for Amtrak that shows you how you can book your trip to the Northeast, but most importantly, invite those relatives and friends from the Northeast to come here. But we just encourage you to then let them stay in that. Instead of staying at your house, let them stay in a hotel. Yeah.
Now, as Joey mentioned at the top, this has been a big year for beer in Roanoke. Ballast Point opens its brewery. Lots of tasting rooms, including Deschutes, opening up really in Roanoke and across the region. So what hard evidence, if any, do you have yet that this beer part of the tourism economy is, in fact, boosting tourism to the region?
Without question, beer nationwide is really taking off, and people will seek you out for beer tourism. And it's going to help us continue to grow our tourism economy. We've had an expansion. This is just an expansion of $163 million just within the last 6 years. We're now up at $813 million in tourism spending just right here in the Valley.
Now, on a related note, when you visited us last winter, I know you've pulled out the phrase, I'm sure not for the first time, beer, bikes, and brains. But now you're basically making this sort of an unofficial second slogan for Virginia's Blue Ridge, at least among some folks you're trying to attract.
I'll tell you, this is going to be fun. Starting on Monday, we're going to start locally pushing bikes, beer, and brains. And there's a reason for this. We have just applied with the Mountain Biking Association, the international organization, to be a bike center. And so we're under evaluation right now. We have 323 miles of mountain biking here just within 30 minutes of downtown. And so we think we're going to be a silver-level bike center. And as a result of that, we're going to be the U.S. East Coast mountain biking capital. So bikes is definitely cool. And then 15 breweries is what we have here.
Yeah, now, Joey was just about to ask you that one, I think, next up. So just to follow that up a little bit, how close are we? Because you talked about this last winter. What would it mean to bring the Mountain Biking Association designation here?
It's going to be huge dollars because the studies that we've seen is that many of these bikes that mountain bikers will ride are of $6,000, $7,000, and $8,000 a piece. So we have found that the income level of visitors that come in and mountain bike are really professionals, doctors, lawyers, and others who will spend lots of money while they're here. They don't just bike. They do a lot of other things while they are here in Virginia's Blue Ridge.
All right. We are delighted to have Landon Howard with us in studio this morning. Landon is a president of Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge. Now, Landon, in your last visit, you said a statewide tennis tournament coming for the first time to Roanoke would provide a big economic boost. 400 players came here. Can you tell us whether this has achieved your goal of attracting similar USTA statewide championship events?
The answer is yes, and we're working on a large regional event now. But, you know, our sports scene is just really just taking off. We've had 187 sporting events here in the Virginia's Blue Ridge region just with this year alone. And we just have now created a new initiative called Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge Sports. And so there's going to be some great news coming down the pathway. I'd love to see the number of sporting events double in the next 3 to 5 years.
You said some are seriously in the works. You have not maxed out. We have the capacity to double the number because that's already a major contributor to the tourism economy.
Well, curiously enough, we're adding a new hotel about every 7 months. So whether it be in Valley View, whether it be in Salem, new hotels are springing up because we're making more money in the hotel industry than we ever have. And so that's attracting investors. So I am aware right now of at least 5 hotels that are under construction or about to be under construction here in the Valley.
We are speaking with Landon Howard, president of Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge, Evan Jones, and Joey Self. This is a big weekend for the Blue Ridge Parkway. It's one of their busiest, if not the busiest of the year, with the foliage. Experts say this isn't going to be a great fall for leaf watching. So to what extent do you think, if any, that might impact what normally is a busy weekend around here?
Well, what would really be great is for people to come in and see if those experts are right. I'm not so sure that's the case. I was just up on the Blue Ridge Parkway this past week, and it is absolutely gorgeous. Not a lot of the leaves have changed at this point, but the views up there, it's one of the most visited national parks in the country, and regardless, get on that Blue Ridge Parkway, and let's get out and see the beauty of this region.
Talk about the importance of foliage, among other things, to your economy, our economy, tourism in the region, because I think most people may not realize how busy and important the month October is.
October is the busiest month of the year for Virginia's Blue Ridge. People come here in droves, not only for the different festivals and events that we have, but they come here for weddings and other happenings that you will find on our visitvbr.com calendar. We have just a wealth of events, and this is the time that you come and enjoy the outdoors and of course, the fall foliage.
So you did say October is the busiest month, more tourism dollars here in October than, say, June or July.
That is indeed the case. October is number one, followed closely in June and July. They're just right a few percentages down.
So you've talked about some of the directions that you're working on at the moment that are most important, but what other directions can you say you're working hardest on right now to further develop tourism in this region?
Well, going back to the label Bikes, Beer, and Brains, let's talk about that a little bit. It's all about the healthcare industry here and also education. We have 20 colleges and universities within an hour's drive radius of downtown Roanoke, which is just incredible. That's one of the highest percentage of undergraduate students of any place else. And then what VTC is doing, Virginia Tech Carilion and the Research Institute, is just incredible. And I think we're going to see a tremendous expansion of healthcare meetings here in the region.
So when are we going to start seeing Bikes, Beer, and Brains logos and pictures up all around the region?
Well, I will tell you that the first T-shirts arrive in my office on Monday. And so we can't wait to start distributing them and people getting out and being active billboards for us. And so we're working with some retailers now to see if they'd like to sell them. And so we'll have more news to come on that.
Where else will we see them besides T-shirts?
Well, already have some people say, well, what about that golf shirt? I'd like to have a golf shirt. We've already got some mugs and different things that we're looking at as well. And for fact, the first, when the Amtrak arrives on the 30th and 31st, some of our VIPs that are coming in from Richmond will see it on a mug that we're going to be giving them, Bikes, Beer, and Brains.
Well, what a great time to be in Virginia's Blue Ridge for sure. Landon Howard has been with us this morning, president of Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge. And Landon, it's been a pleasure having you here and some great things to look forward to right here in our own backyard. We appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity.
And good morning, coming up now at 8:55.